It's Farm Talk on a Friday here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio with, on a normal Friday, whatever in the heck that is, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear here.
You trying to say I'm usually abnormal? Is that what you're kind of alluding to there, Mick?
No, my life is normal when you are here.
Ah, okay.
Because when you're not here on a Friday, then I'm either in Washington, D.C. or Rugby or Pier or Watertown or...
Well, and soon you will be in Dickinson and Devil's Lake and Grafton and Williston.
All across South Dakota, yeah.
Custom combining?
Well, not quite.
Oh.
It'll be the equivalent of that. I'll report on the combining for the soybeaners, and hopefully we'll have some corn going by then, and hopefully we won't have a major freeze by the week of October 9th, because we need every day of warmer weather.
Well, you know, I'm a biologist, and I'm not an agronomist. I'm not an economist, but... I'm sitting here as an armchair agronomist and economist, and I'm thinking, you could maybe pick up a little spare change if you took a grain cart along the way.
Well, I could, I
right?
guess. Oh, I'll just take the Farm Talk pickup and take the top off, and we'll, yeah, guys need to, your hopper is full and the guy ain't back yet.
Right. You're the man, Mick.
I just might consider doing
right?
that. Pick up a little spare change on the, I'll charge by the bushel, not
yeah.
by the hour or the trip or the mile.
Well, and when you think about the quality of workmanship that they're getting with that.
Priceless.
Right. Priceless. I like the way you think, Mick.
See, but that's a problem when it's when I talk about, you know, with my kids about, you know, time spent working with dad is priceless. They say, oh, that means you're not going to pay me?
They're on to you.
I'm afraid so.
You know, it's interesting. We've had, you know, a couple of beautiful sunrises, and this time of year, it's really every time of year outdoors is special and unique in its own. I think sometimes people don't appreciate, you know, a January sunrise mm-hmm. as much as they might appreciate a July sunrise.
True,
but a September sunset. And a September sunrise, I was telling a buddy of mine out in Stutsman County, I said, man, I mean, this is just priceless, and it's free
yeah.
at the same time.
Photographers call that hour in the morning when the sun is coming up, and especially in the evening when the sun is going down, because most photographers aren't real early risers. That's called the golden hour.
Oh.
Because that is when the light is perfect for taking those pictures. So if you're out there shooting something,
yeah.
sunrise or sunset, and it doesn't involve a caliber, it involves a millimeter.
Right.
Camera.
Yeah.
That's the time to do it. Sunrise, sunset.
Well, and here's the other thing. You and I are both kind of glass half full type of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about the golden hour, the sunrise and the sunsets now, is for some people that are squeezing as much work, just like the farmers and ranchers, you're doing as much as you can while the sun is out there. Those sunsets are a lot earlier now.
Oh
than they
goodness.
Are in June and July.
Holy mackerel. They are, yeah, and coming earlier every day.
Yeah. Well, is today, let's see what here, Friday, is this the first official day?
Well,
fall?
My wife asked me that this morning, and I got to look it up. Maybe we'll look it up during the break, and we'll tell everybody when we come back after the break.
When fall officially starts, we can, because we're, you know, summer was way too long this year.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so terribly long that I can't wait for fall to get here, man.
Right, and winter, too. It should be here, like, real soon to get this, let's get it started so we can get it over with.
Yeah, let's not do that. We can hear people clicking off the radio when we start talking blasphemy. Like, I can't wait for winter to arrive. It's better. Yeah. Fall and summer, way too long. Winter is always too short in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, though. I mean, it feels like the weather's starting to change again. Are we going to go through a shift for the weekend there, my friend?
We are in a pattern change here, and so we're going to see some rain happening, maybe a longer duration rain. Second big rain event of the week is the weekend for the second weekend in a row. But then we got to get that freeze out of the way. And then we have a nice long – there's going to be some wonderful days in October.
You see a freeze coming?
Actually, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, within.
I mean,
about
and
a
I'm
week.
Not saying, you know, give me the date and the time, but it's coming soon. You think with the weather patterns that you're seeing?
September 28th, 8:32 a.m., you mean?
Which year, though? You didn't say the year.
That's right.
I mean, 2017 might not be.
Yeah. No, it's late next week. Well, this is a pretty aggressive weather system coming through here now this weekend, and following it is dragging down some real cool air. And that cool air will be in, especially in North Dakota. I don't know how much of South Dakota, but maybe in the Black Hills, likely. We'll be seeing some snow tonight in the Black Hills, and tomorrow afternoon, rain changing to snow. How's that? That's a little close for comfort, isn't it?
That's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
That's an eye-opener for our friends in the Red River Valley and in eastern Dakota when you start talking about snow. But you've lived down in that area.
Right.
How would you, when we hear about, wildlife reports of, whether it's a whooping crane or some other bird like that, in an odd place, how would you classify this, snow where you're talking as uncommon, as rare, as unprecedented? Where would this kind of fall? Is this rather typical?
Having lived in Rapid City for 5 years, it can snow. I've seen it snow on the 10th of June. And around Labor Day.
Wow.
So it's your pie. And I've also seen it 80 degrees in December and January. So, in Rapid City, Sturgis, Spearfish,
is that?
Well, just elevation.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's called the orographic effect. The air.
You said that on the radio.
I did. the air comes. It's a mini mountain system that enhances uplift and squeezes out more moisture. And you're up there in the higher elevations, and sometimes you get cold air aloft. Sometimes you get warm air aloft. But cold air aloft will make some snow when it's precipitating, and that's what's going to happen here tonight and tomorrow afternoon in the hills.
A little bit of everything, a little buffet a little more along the lines of a potluck kind of a weather pattern that we're setting into.
Yeah, some strong severe storms in between Highway 281 and I-29 this afternoon and evening. So,
where is this like impact? And then this is probably like the coffee shop question or the Quonset question that you might get. I mean, are these weather patterns being influenced by the disruption down in the Atlantic and the hurricane zones, or is this just all our own makings?
This is just it's just happening.
Okay.
We are in I will grant one thing to the climate changers. Climate is dynamic. It's always changing. So, I mean, it's not the argument of whether man has induced climate change is that's still, who knows?
Right.
It's an argument that can't be resolved for another 100, 200 years. So.
Well, yeah, and that's, that's one of the things that, and this has been, talked about in conversations about, endangered species. And, we've had the whooping crane season has been closed for basically almost forever. For modern day times, the whooping cranes, it's been closed, and the population isn't growing. The population is maintaining. I remember, and I'm sure a lot of other listeners can remember, all the turmoil over the spotted owl out in the West Coast, in those western forests.
Yeah.
And it was all being pointed towards the deforestation, the logging, the logging industry. And now, some 30 years ago, you can find confident scientists and researchers that can say, this spotted owl maybe would have struggled even without any kind of logging impact. So, sometimes the cause and effect aren't as visible and as easily related as we as humans would like to say. And I, as a biologist speaking to a meteorologist, when I hear people talk about climate change, I kind of shrug my shoulders and go, well, us doing no emissions whatsoever, that's not going to happen. And what if you were able to flip the switch and, have our populated world without any emissions whatsoever, and there was still climate change, then what would you say?
Well, what is it? What do they say? 95 or more, 98% of all species that have lived on the Earth are extinct.
Yeah, right. Again, like you said, I don't know the exact number, but it's up there. Right, but the fact of a population being discovered, a population thriving, a population struggling and becoming extinct is is a natural phenomenon.
When is the last time game and fish had a passenger pigeon hunting season?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Now, they may have been hunted to extinction, but also their time came and went.
Yeah. And again, there's different things that can cause an impact, but there's all kinds of different variables within that. And that's one of the examples that I like to use is things like the whooping crane and say, you know, we haven't had a hunting season forever. And some of those populations, they're just, that's what they're going to be. That's, you know, that's the way they're going to be. And then the other side of, you're going to have, whether it's insects or plant species or fish species or animal species that very well may go extinct no matter what you try to do. We try to think that we have so much control when in fact, when it comes down to it, the biggest, you know, in my mind as a biologist and a wildlife manager, when I look at like the impacts of weather and trying to grow a pheasant population, grow a deer population, we'd be better off trying to say, hey, we got no control over this whatsoever. Well, we can't do that.
I'm not sure if my memory serves me right, but I think you asked me a question on the weather, and we ended up talking about species extinction.
Yeah.
And it is, yes. Whether or not the man has changed the weather, we do have extreme weather. That is one thing I'll grant the climate changers. The extreme weather is happening, so it's, it's extremely hot, extremely dry. Now we're going to be extremely wet for a little bit. And following this extremely wet weekend, we'll be maybe extremely cold by the end of next week.
And it'll be extremely Monday in about 70 hours.
Yes, and then very warm after we get a freeze or two.
Well, and you know what? As we open the door to fall, that's one of the things that I really enjoy is the warmer daytime, you know, the warm, relatively warm daytime temperatures, those cool, crisp mornings,
yeah,
those crisp evenings. It's definitely a fun time to get outdoors, Mick.
Absolutely. I love autumn.
Yeah, amen.
Who also happens to be my granddaughter.
Okay. Oh, I love her too.
All righty. Hey, we're going to take a break, come back, tell you when autumn arrives here right after this. In the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio, this is Farm Talk.